Welcome to the Doubles Only Tennis Podcast, where you learn the best doubles strategies to improve your game and win more matches. I'm your host, Will Bocek. This podcast, my website, and my weekly newsletter all focus on the goal of better understanding the sport of doubles and helping players like you improve faster through actionable advice that you can use in your very next match. My goal is to provide the best doubles strategy resources in the world. And to do that, I study, analyze, and work with players at every level of the game, all the way up to the ATP and WTA tours. If you enjoy this podcast, I've created double strategy products that go even deeper if you want to take your doubles knowledge to the next level. At the end of this episode, I'll explain more about them, or if you want to learn more now, go to thetennistribe.com/products. Here's today's episode. You're about to hear another interview from Miami, this time with world number two, Elise Mertens. I spoke with her after her first round win with Shea Su Wei, and we talk a little bit about that match where they faced a couple of set points in the first set. It was a very close match. And then I asked them about how they adjust to the opponent. So Elise and Shea Su Wei won the Australian Open this year. They also were coming off the Indian Wells title, and they've been playing at such a high level. I was curious if at this point they just play their game and allow opponents to adjust to them, or do they still take into account some of the opponent's strengths and weaknesses? And she talks a little bit about that. After that, we dive into pressure points and 10-point tiebreakers. She shares her thoughts on really focusing on your good points and kind of setting aside the bad points. So she has some nice tips for you there. And then at the end, we talk about changes coming potentially to the doubles tour, allowing fans to move around the stadium and different things like that. So this is another short conversation, but a very fun one. So without further delay, enjoy this little brief chat with Elise Mertens. So far this year, y'all have either won the tournament or lost your first match.
I know.
And you just won your first match, so you're going to win the tournament, I assume. Talk a little bit about the match, though.
Well, it is the plan, but, you know, I don't know if I can execute the plan. So, you know, I'm just happy to get through that first round because it was pretty difficult. I mean, they played a pretty solid game, our opponents, but with a different surface, and every week is a bit different, different circumstances. So we felt like, okay, we need to adapt a little bit. And it was pretty difficult at the start. We made some mistakes maybe, but actually we were focusing on our serve, which was pretty important today. And I felt like, we're getting there. Of course, we had four set points against us. We thought, okay, we played point by point and eventually won. So very happy that we could win this first set. And then we were like on a roll a little bit more. We felt like, okay, our game is, you know, working again.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about what practice looks like for you this week, because I know a lot of tournaments you're playing singles and then maybe you lose early, or maybe you make a deep run, and then in doubles either you lose first round or you win the tournament. So in this case, you lost a little bit early in singles and now you've got doubles still going on. So will you refocus practice towards doubles, or are you still focusing on singles?
So when I'm still in a singles tournament, I'll focus on singles, of course.
Sure.
We mostly, if I only have doubles on that day, we would have a long warm-up, like an hour, we would practice doubles. Mm-hmm. Now I lost my my singles, so we are totally focused on doubles. Okay. We're doing doubles practices together, working on things we want to work on. So we're both fully focused on doubles at this moment.
And I wanted to ask about Indian Wells. So y'all won the tournament. You didn't drop a set. Are y'all at a point where you feel like you don't have to make a whole lot of adjustments to the opponent because you're playing so strongly together, and you just let the opponents adjust to you? Or is it something that you still kind of tweak from match to match? How do you think about that?
Well, I think it's important to, first of all, analyze your own game. What can we do better mm-hmm. as a team? What can I do better personally and adapt to that? So I think the first thing is yourself or your team, of course, because mm-hmm. we're with two on court. And then, yeah, we have some tactics against the opponents. Of course, we look at matches from them too, because we don't want to be surprised at times, and especially mm-hmm. on the important points, because, you know, the 40-all sometimes can get a bit tricky. But yeah, we first of all, we start from ourselves, and then we can always make adjustments.
Mm-hmm. So this month, I'm focusing with the audience on like the mental game and like playing really good under pressure, 10-point tiebreakers, deciding points. Yeah. Is there a tip you have for them or something you like to do in those pressure moments that helps you perform better?
Well, I think you have to gain confidence from your good points. Mm-hmm. If you only look at your losses, at your okay return in the net or anything, just try to focus on point by point. Take the good ones with you. Have that feeling like, okay, you know, they have to win that point too. So put the pressure a bit on them. And, you know, you have to rely on your partner, which I do, of course. He's a very good one. Yeah. But yeah, I think just start from yourself and don't really look at the score. Okay, if you lose again, there's always another opportunity, unless it's match point. Yeah. But it's never over like today. Okay, they had 4 set points, then they came back in the tiebreak. It was a very close one, but we kept on going.
So last question. So last week at Indian Wells, I spoke with Matt Ebden, who's on the ATP Players Council, and he talked about potential changes, or we both talked about like potential changes coming for doubles. And one of the things he described was obviously doubles needs better marketing, but also some potential changes to like the product itself. And he used the phrase party atmosphere, so turning doubles into a little bit more fun, where it's like there's some music, maybe fans can go in and out a little bit more. What are your thoughts on that, and what changes would you like to see to help doubles kind of grow a little bit?
Yeah, I think like fans can go in and out. I think it's, you have to, you know, keep your focus. And if you want to thrive tennis, then it's very important to, you know, I think doubles is very entertaining, even more than singles sometimes, because you have that net player, you know, the drop shot volley, or they cross. Yeah. So you never know what's coming.
Yeah.
And actually in Indian Wells, the first and the second round stadium was full already. And we're like, okay, this is only the first round. And I felt like even more people watching my doubles and my singles, so I was very surprised in a good way, of course, but I feel like marketing wise I think it could be a bit more in the picture. I feel like tennis is alive at the moment, singles is very well, Iga is doing very well too, so why not, you know, market doubles a little bit more, because I feel like a lot of people came and watched today too, and a lot of people actually like watching doubles.
Yeah.
Is it ever going to be as big as singles? We'll never know.
That would take a long time.
It will take a long time. But, you know, to maybe on social media to put some posts of like good points, or like top 4 seeds, have some good points here and there, then maybe, some fans will come and watch a bit more doubles, which is very, very fun.
Awesome. Thank you, Elise.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Doubles Only podcast. If you're interested in diving deeper into any topics I discuss, I've created double strategy products that allow me to bring you more podcasts and other doubles content without relying on paid ads. I have ebooks and courses that help you make better strategic decisions during matches and become the smartest player on the court. Go to thetennistribe.com/products to learn more. You can also join my free weekly double strategy newsletter that includes video lessons and more on our homepage. If you want to connect, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or email me directly, will@thetennistribe.com.